Number 16, the spring black bear season decision. Anise, welcome, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. My name is Anise Audi. I'm the carnivore section manager. I'll be presenting the spring bear season and regulations. Black bear management units in the state are split into basically nine units. They're depicted there on the chart. And the basic way that we manage black bears in the state is by looking at the harvest and then keeping the percent females in the harvest within a certain percentage. And where we would like to see them is right between 35 and 39%. We also manage the median age of females harvested and the median age of males age harvested of total in the population, but the main thing we try to manage for is the percent females in the harvest, because that kind of tells you how controls the reproduction. So this graph shows what the percent females has been both for spring and fall harvest seasons, and basically it stays below that 39% as it has for a long time. So looking at statewide fall bear harvest trends, it's an slightly upward trend, but we roughly harvest around 1,500 bears in the fall each year. And then spring bear harvest has also been increasing as we add different areas. And as you know, spring bear is mainly used as a management tool to deal with either timber damage or other management issues, like where we have populations of bear that may be affecting some ungulate populations. So this map basically depicts the units in crosshatch are the ones where we actually have spring bear hunts. So that depicts those, and the color codes are the different bear management units. So the recommendations is basically adding two units and then changing some verbiage on some of these because of change of ownership. So basically the two units are the Kitsap and Mason units, where only five permits are being added. And then on the Copalis area, because we opened up the entire GMU, we expect more participation in that area. That's why the decrease in the number of permits. In the past, we've had 100 permits, but there wasn't a lot of participation, nor were there a lot of harvest because of the limitation of where people could hunt of the private land. And those are basically the main changes that we're recommending for spring bear. And with that, I'll take any questions.
It's a great photo.
Yeah, Rich took that picture.
Any questions?
Mr. Chair, I move to amend WAC 232-28-286 as proposed.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.